Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDK. Welcome to a brand new month, the last of the year, December 1st, 2021. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. What a day we have planned for you today. Yeah, it might rain outside, but inside, on your air, tremendous. We have Steelers insider Ed Bouchette breaking down the Steelers, who Rocky Blyer made note of the other day, made national news.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about that. That's a heck of an insight there from Rocky Blyer. Also, utility costs are going up. Today is the day, Larry. Turn your thermostat down. What's yours set at home?
My wife likes it cool, which I would like a little warmer than 67.
Then don't come to my house because it's 66.
What's wrong with you people?
I'm worried about the utility rates going up.
Yeah, but as we discussed yesterday, available at Odyssey, you can download that free app and rewind and listen to the details of the increases in utilities are not so bad here in southwestern Pennsylvania compared to a lot of other places, including northeastern Pennsylvania, where they have one community that's going to go up 50%.
Yeah, how about that? Unbelievable. You imagine that? And that's because their utility buys the energy at market rate prices at certain times of the year. So instead of looking ahead at the futures, they just buy it right then and there, and they got caught. Thank goodness we didn't get caught in this region. Also, coming up on the show, Larry, I had the privilege, and I can't believe the person spent as much time with me as they did. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Tree of Life Congregation, 8:05. We'll talk about forgiveness. We'll talk about renewal, what's happening with that property and that synagogue. It's an amazing, amazing one-on-one that I had with him. We talk about everything from that unthinkable evil to what the guiding light actually is in life and where it's going to go in Oakland. And three, we talk about pizza and Tonka toys. Everything. We cover everything in this interview.
He is quite a man, Rabbi Jeffrey Myers. And ironically, today, on the heels of still another mass shooting at a school, and Paul sorting through the details of that right now, that school shooting. Did you see the video of from inside a classroom? Of course, kids have their phones, so they have video and photo capability. And the shooter apparently was perpetrating himself as an officer outside a classroom where they were barricaded inside.
And they didn't buy it.
And they got tipped off by something he said. So they didn't open the door, saving who knows how many lives.
And the other scary part of this is that there was obviously a lot of planning going on. We're talking about a 15-year-old here.
Yeah, sophomore in high school who got a weapon just the other day on November 26th.
His father purchased the gun he used last Friday.
And the other thing, it sort of ties in with our region because we had so many threats on social media at schools. The FBI is actually involved in this now because it was... I mean, how many schools was it yesterday? It seemed like there was a half a dozen. How many?
It was four different districts were hit.
Yeah. Four districts, but multiple different schools within the district. So
that's true.
We live in a time, Paul, before where we did not report like bomb threats.
No.
Because of the fear of and concern of copycats.
Right.
And now with social media, it's so much easier to have someone set up some rogue account and send a fake
threat. That's why the FBI is involved. The FBI is helping the local police departments, like our story at 5 o'clock. They're helping them with their resources at social media companies, helping them identify the people who are making the threats. And they say it's a federal crime.
Oh.
Although I don't know they're going to punish kids of that age with a federal crime. Maybe they will.
Maybe it's time to start.
Well,
I mean, it's time to start cracking down, because discipline has been an issue, as people talk about, forever. In fact, the city of Pittsburgh schools voted down the opportunity to go back to the old way of disciplining students.
With suspensions.
With suspensions and things like that.
I think people misunderstood that. They weren't increasing the disciplinary, I guess, the guidelines. They were just going back to what were loosened. They loosened the rules, and now they won't go back to the rules. Yet there are situations in school districts here where the kids are running the show.
It's about the suspensions. They've eliminated suspensions for people who have multiple minor, you know, violations of the student code of conduct. But when you have someone who's disrupting a class constantly, and the teacher has to stop teaching to deal with that, it affects everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. No one's learning, and it's a waste of money for taxpayers. And the other thing, Butler County Community College is open today. They had to close because of a ransomware attack. So you got these threats on social media at high schools, and then you have ransomware attacks at colleges and shootings.
Actually, Kevin, they're not going to reopen until Monday now.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, December 6th. I just saw the date.
They're still picking up the pieces. We know about it. It happened to us. It doesn't go away fast.
Other than that, guys, you got any good news?
Seven Springs is open this weekend.
Yeah, ACC's going to be on Comcast.
When's that happening?
In the next few weeks, they say. But they do have a deal. Comcast has a deal with Disney for that now.
After the...
After football, probably. Well, because the bowl game, the championship game is not going to be carried on Comcast, I would imagine.
No, it's on ABC.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, then it will be on Comcast.
Yes, it will be on anybody that gets ABC, typically there were many games this year for Pitt that were just on the ACC network, which a lot of people couldn't get.
Yeah, I couldn't see a game. I had to go online to watch the one game. So what did I do? I just listened to you, Larry. Thank you very much. Great job. But Seven Springs is open. You guys seem to just ignore that.
Well, we saw them making snow. It's been cold enough where they've been able to make snow. Kevin, do you a skier?
I'm more of a slider. I get to the top of the hill, and then I fall about 15 feet into my trek and just slide the rest of the way down. But they have a great new chairlift there this year, the Doppelmayr Alpenstar. Can carry 600 people an hour up the hill.
The Doppelmayr Alpenstar. Is that how you say it? Paul, are you a skier?
No.
No. I learned to ski, and then I quit.
That's what I did.
I can ice skate.
After more than a week of snowmaking, the slopes open on Saturday. That's awesome.
Well, that is good for a lot of people.
And also means the bar opens at the Foggy Goggle. It's even better for most people.
You ever been to the Foggy Goggle?
No, but I've had Foggy Goggles.
So what do you think Pittsburgh will be talking about this morning?
There's so many different things. You have... the new budget Allegheny County just passed, 24% increase in some places, thanks to the American Rescue Plan money. I don't think anybody will be talking about that, though. What about the fact that some county employees may get fired today because they didn't get vaccinated? Do you think anybody will be talking about that? Does anybody care about that?
I think people care about it if they work for the county.
I think firing able-bodied people who are trained to do their job well is the wrong thing to do. I think... there's other ways to take care of it. I think the county's 90% plus vaccinated anyways, county employees. There's 5,000 of them, from what I read, is 90% plus vaccination rate there. The holdouts, maybe they're just curmudgeons you don't want on your staff and you're trying to get rid of them. Maybe they're malcontents. Maybe they're just not going along to get along. I don't know. But I think if they're good at their job, if they're not good at their job, you should have fired them a long time ago. If they are good at their job, you could keep them and, just say, look, the taxpayers aren't paying for your health insurance if you get COVID. Wear your mask, go sit over there, social distance, do your job, leave us all alone. And if you get sick, we're not paying for your health insurance. Good luck. You're on your own.
it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. So back to Steeler talk for a second. Did you have something to add
to that? No, I was just wondering where you came down on what people are going to be talking about.
You know, it's really interesting because I think there's a lot of talk about this Omicron variant that people don't want to talk about that.
What about Dr. Oz?
Dr. Oz senator. Wants to be a United States senator in Pennsylvania representing our state.
It's fascinating because he has that name recognition that all the others do not.
Everyone knows who he is right off the bat. Now, people say, oh, but he lived in New Jersey for a long time. He also was educated here in Pennsylvania, met his wife here. His son lives here. He also has a house here. So,
cardiothoracic surgeon.
By the way, the rule in the Senate is different than, of course, it has to be different in the Senate. To be elected to the Senate, all you have to be is a resident at the time of the election.
Correct. But he's...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lived here and apparently had voted in at least one election already, so he's in. Yeah. He's not a carpetbagger.
I know who Dr. Oz is. I know he's very popular. I don't watch the show he's on. Not because I have any aversion to it.
We're all working at that time.
Right.
I see his show on the monitor here, but I don't know what's going on except to catch a graphic or two.
So back to the Steelers for a minute. Just because.
Well, that's what people are going to be talking about.
That's what people are talking about.
Right. It's interesting in this town because Steelers news is news. It's not just sports.
Right.
So there's sports and all the other sports, and then there's Steelers. And Coach Tomlin, apparently wide receiver Chase Claypool was asked, you know, what can be done, and he had referenced maybe playing some music at practice. So yesterday, at his weekly press conference, Coach Tomlin was asked about that. Here's the amazing thing to me is that he formulated that in that moment, maybe anticipated that question might come up, but that says it all.
I'm the boss. Yeah. I'll make the decision.
Yeah, he quickly redrew the boundaries on that one.
Without saying, I'm the boss, he was very diplomatic in the way he's. I love that. You got to love that.
So coach says, iPods are not part of the practice facility game plan.
Yeah. Well, I would just like to point out, the reason why people are talking, they're talking for a good reason. The Steelers are at a low. They haven't been this low in 30 years.
They're going to right the ship on Sunday.
I hope you're right.
537, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Some of the things people are talking about today, Larry, or will be talking about, deadline day for Allegheny County workers. Get the vax or get the boot. That's going on today.
You know what I forgot?
What?
I forgot something. Can we reset?
The FBI? It's also boot day, because that's what's going to happen if you didn't conform to the mandate for vaccines for Allegheny County workers. So, but it's hump day, yes. You know, I was screwed up all week. I thought Monday was Tuesday and yesterday was Wednesday. I was a mess. Thank God I got some sleep last night.
I think that's because last week with the Thanksgiving, Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday, you were confused.
I forgot to send out my Small Business Saturday cards. You know, I got my Christmas cards in the mail, but I didn't send out so if I missed you, sorry about that.
You know, there is something going on today, too. I was just noticing.
What's that?
Going over my stuff in the newsroom. Today is National Peppermint Mint Bark Day.
Why does something like that have its own day?
Some candy company.
That's what I was
paid
thinking.
Somebody in Washington, D.C.
I mean, is that how that works?
Peppermint Bark Day.
When's Battle Day?
Every day. Every day is Battle
Every
Day.
Every day on this show.
Today's Dr. Oz Day, too. Throwing his hat in the ring to run for Senate here in Pennsylvania.
I'm just curious why a man who is clearly highly educated, super successful, extremely wealthy, I would imagine, based on his television intake alone, forget the fact that he's a cardiothoracic surgeon, would want to run for Senate. Is he really that motivated to think that he's going to change the world?
Yes, apparently.
Clearly he is.
We all think we can change the world. But he's thinking about doing it in Washington, D.C. on behalf of Pennsylvanians.
But I would say this, based on his credentials, why not? We'll see what happens.
He invented a heart valve that saved thousands of lives. He's a very wealthy person.
Well,
he has a good personality.
His motivation was, in part, he was unhappy with the way the federal government handled the whole pandemic thing since the beginning.
He probably has a good chance, because I think a lot of people are unhappy with the way the federal government is and has been handling COVID-19. So it'll be very interesting what happens there. Another thing people are going to be talking about today, Larry, Monongahela River. Is it the river of the year in Pennsylvania? Remember how polluted it was when we were growing up? You'd take a dive in there and all of a sudden you'd come out with all kinds of
barnacles attached to you.
You just have this slick film on you. Well, they say now it's competing with the Conequenessing Creek in Butler, Beaver, and Lawrence counties, French Creek in Northwest PA, and something over in the east.
Competing for what?
Just Pennsylvania River of the Year. I think it's going to be.
Where do you put the trophy? Who gets it?
Some EPA person gets it. I don't know. I think French Creek's pretty awesome, though. I've been there many times. In fact, it runs right past one of my
French
properties.
You have your one-on-one with Kevin Battle, Rabbi Jeffrey Myers.
People are going to be talking about that one as well. It was a phenomenal interview. We got through a lot of topics, a lot of interesting things. We talked about Hanukkah and some other Jewish holidays people should know about or may have heard about. We also talked about faith and forgiveness and what will happen to the property, and we'll talk about that at 8:05 today. But I asked him about things like pizza, because he lived in Chicago and New York, and I asked him about his favorite toy growing up in New Jersey.
I had a light green Tonka tow truck. We don't have it. I don't know whatever happened to it. That's in the days when toys were metal.
Yes.
That's probably one of the earliest toys I can remember, was that light green tow truck.
We talked about his family growing up, his uncles and his grandparents who were so influential with him and his sister, and living on the in New Jersey, growing up in Newark and then the Jersey Shore and spending time there. He loved that area. He still loves that area. And he has an image on his phone that when he gets homesick, he goes back to the shore every once in a while. So he keeps a one-minute video on his phone of just the shore. And
sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's a really cool interview. I hope you enjoyed it. It's on kdkradio.com. He also loves Pittsburgh. He didn't know where it was in the beginning, years and years ago, but now he loves it. And he says, well, there's one thing about it that's remarkable.
To me, the biggest difference is not institutions, it's people. And I've seen that exhibited in the prime example was October 27th and the days following, where people from all walks of life, all faiths, all colors, just came and showed up, not just that day, but in days following, offer whatever help they could. And to me, that's Pittsburgh, which is too much of a secret that the rest of the country doesn't know. Like every city, all cities have problems. There is no such thing as a perfect idyllic city, but there's a goodness that's shown through as though the spirit of Mr. Rogers pervades every person that you breathe his spirit when you live here. My house is six blocks away roughly from where he lived. So I do live in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. And to me, that's really what Pittsburgh is about, the good people.
I think he nailed it.
Unbelievable.
He nailed it. That is the difference. And people will tell you that have come from other places, they're almost taken aback at times by how friendly people are here. Almost it's alarming to some people because they're suspicious. Why are these people so nice? Even my own brother-in-law, who grew up here in Oakland, but he's lived most of his life in South Florida, traveled extensively, but was back here several times in the past year, and we went to the grocery store together. And everywhere we went, at one point, he turned to me and he said, "People are so nice here." I'm like, "Yeah, Dan, you forgot. They are.
He spent most of his time in South Florida, right?"
But it really stood out to him in that moment. So I think Rabbi Myers, coming from Chicago and New York and New Jersey, nailed it.
Yeah, absolutely. The interview is incredible, I have to say, and it has nothing to do with me. It's him. He's just an amazing person, and I can't believe how much time he spent with me. It's our conversation's 50 minutes, and it'll pull you in, man. I can't believe the topics we covered. We had some fun. We laughed and almost came to tears a few times as well. It's phenomenal. It's online, kdkradio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.